Hello.
Mr. Margiotta, Mr. President.
Yes.
Hello.
Well, I hope you're relaxing a little because that was one of the great jobs ever done in a campaign. I just wanted you to pass it on to all the workers.
I want to thank you for coming in, Mr. President. We were privileged and proud to have you.
Well, I'll tell you, I was privileged to be there.
Some interesting information from that new straw poll. I don't know if you have the results of the first.
Well, do you have that? Nelson said they were going to get one, and he thought he had some, but what did you get?
Suburban, 74% in the suburbs you have.
Is that right?
Yep, because Eddie O'Neill came in to my party after it was about midnight, and he said, Joe, I'll show you some numbers now. They're in line with mine. He said, well, they were afraid because you were so far out, they weren't right. I said, well, they're in line with mine. Because I had one in from the 3rd Congressional District from October 5th, 6th, and 7th, which is not our strongest congressional district.
Yeah.
I had 71% there.
Which one is that, Joe?
That's the Huntington Oyster Bay Congressional District.
Who's the congressman there?
It's an open district, but Roncalo's going to win there.
Oh, yeah.
It's an open district, and it's not our strongest. So you were 71% right there, and Wyler's district and Lentz districts are stronger, see? So his numbers would come out with my numbers. So,
great.
And you were in a high 50%. Maybe I think 59% for the whole state, but you were way up there. They have you carrying Buffalo.
Is that right?
And I think you lost there by 60,000. They figure you're going to win by 10 or 20,000 according to their numbers. So it's really phenomenal, you know.
That's great.
So we just keep the pressure on these final 2 weeks.
Well, that's right, and get out that vote. But boy, what a rally you put on, by golly.
It's easy when you have somebody like you coming.
Yeah, well, they were something, and don't let those hecklers bother you.
Well, you know, when you rent, it was our party, you know,
right.
We rented the place, we spent a lot of money.
That's right.
They come fine, but they should let you speak. That's what.
Well, that's the point. You know, I've always had the theory that I say the right of free speech carries with it the duty to shut up when somebody else is exercising his right of free speech.
And that's why our people were upset. They wanted to hear you.
Sure.
Well,
and they
thank
kept
you very much, and
right.
I really appreciate it, Mr. President.
You tell all the people there that I called, and just to thank them and the hundreds I know that worked on it, and that I think it's a great organization.
Well, thank you very much.
Fine, Joe.
You to call.
Fine. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.